This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says he'll run for governor in 2026. He's likely to be one of many seeking to succeed incumbent Jared Polis. Weiser made his announcement just this morning. He's now halfway through his second term as Attorney General. The U.S. murder rate is falling faster than in Colorado from highs during the pandemic in 2021. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Nationally, the murder rate has fallen about 15% since the early part of this decade, when crime, particularly violent crime, across the country surged. But in Colorado, that number is mostly flat. This according to the Real-Time Crime Index, which looks at a rolling 12-month average at 17 police departments in the state's biggest cities. This average corrects for seasonal adjustments. Police officials attribute Colorado's stubborn numbers to juvenile crime increases and the access that juveniles have to guns. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Connecting to the landscape is grounding for many Coloradans. KRCC's Shauna Lewis met a longtime resident who spoke about that at the El Pueblo History Museum in Pueblo.
Alice McDonald grew up in an area south of Manzanola, known as the Dry. Her family was among black homesteaders who settled there in the early 1900s. In this History Colorado recording, she describes waking up at sunrise on the prairie.
It doesn't matter to me whether it's dry or whether it's green or whether it's had an opportunity to grow. I feel fulfilled when I'm there and just look out over the land.
McDonald says the only building still standing that connects to the history of the Dry is the Methodist Church in Manzanola. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
History Colorado is a financial supporter of KRCC. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. This is CPR News and KRCC.